The Iranian foreign minister says that any mediation attempt between Tehran and Washington should focus on bringing the United States back to the nuclear deal, which it abandoned in 2018.
We reached that good deal, and the United States withdrew from that good deal. So any mediation should be how they can come back to the negotiating table that they left. How can they come back to the commitments that they made? How can they come back to a Security Council resolution that they sponsored, not just voted on, but sponsored?
Well, Zarif says that Tehran is not interested in confrontation, but he warned that a window for dialogue in maintaining the nuclear deal is closing. He added that the European signatories to the accord should increase their efforts to salvage the agreement. Zarif, who was visiting Finland, made the comments in a joint presser with his Finnish counterpart. Pekka Haavisto also said that Europe is trying its best to salvage the 2015 nuclear deal. Tehran has welcomed Europe's political support for the agreement, but it says it's practical steps to secure Iran's economic interests that would save the deal. Now, from Lund, I'm joined by Ian Oberg, founder of Transnational Foundation. Ian, good to have you with us. What do you think is the way to salvage the Iran nuclear deal?
Well, I totally share the view of your foreign minister that it is the United States that has broken international law by leaving the JCPOA, which is a UN Security Council resolution. So if the US is not willing to, so to speak, think of rejoining the rest of the international community, but also on this point isolates itself, there is very little hope. Otherwise, and if they stay out, the alternative is a much stronger support of this deal in deeds and not just words from the European countries that participated in the deal, plus from China and Russia. I mean, we are focusing very much on the United States all the time, but there are other countries who are responsible for keeping this deal alive. Mm-hmm. And I can understand the huge disappointment that this whole development has been in the eyes of Iran.
But, Jan, the problem is we're focused on the U.S. because it's the U.S. Threatening other signatories to the deal that's stopping Europe from making good on their promises. Russia and China have been cooperating with Iran, and they've even come up with their own proposals that function like insects.
Well, on a long series of issues globally, we are now faced with the question, how long time are we going to accept around the world that the United States tries to bully countries? Sanctions, threats, demonizations, intimidations, negative energy all over the place. There's no vision anymore about the next 40 or 50 years from the United States. There's basically negative energy. And I think sovereign states, as those we have mentioned, who are parties to the JCPOA, should be able to stand up against such harassment and go forward without the support, in that case, of the United States. But I would like to see the United States participate in the JCPOA again. It does make it stronger, but if everybody else is standing behind it, I don't think the United States is going to win this one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I appreciate your comments. Jan Oberg, founder of Transnational Foundation, who joined us from Lund.